Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Mem Vav, Chapter 46. This short chapter again contrasts the power and constancy of God with the complete futility of idols. This is a short chapter with one topic, so it is an opportunity for us to expand on this topic and its relevance to us. We no longer have the same inclination toward idol worship. On the other hand, we know that only prophecy that was necessary for all generations was given to us in the 24 books of Tanakh. So what does all this rebuke about idolatry have to teach us? If we look carefully at the way that idolatry is described in this chapter, we can gain some insight into its appeal, both at the time that it existed in its original form and how that may apply to us now as well. The chapter begins by describing the idols of vanquished nations. When these nations were defeated, they had to carry the idols themselves into exile, to burden their animals with the tremendous weight of their so-called gods. The idols literally became a physical burden to be carried. They went into captivity themselves, so how could they possibly carry or help their worshippers? This is contrasted with the relationship between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. Shimo Eli Beis Yaakov, v'chol she'iris Beis Yisrael. Listen to me, house of Jacob, all that are left of the house of Israel. Ha'amusim mini veten, ha'nesuim mini racham, who have been carried since birth, supported since leaving the womb. Using the same exact words to describe the burden that the idols themselves became, the Navi describes us, the Jewish people. Not only do we not need to carry Hashem, but he holds us in his arms and carries us. And this is not temporary, it is not a one-time occurrence. Va'ad zikna anihu, va'ad seva ani asbol. Until you grow old, I will still be the same. When you turn feeble, it is I who will carry you. Ani asisi v'ani asa v'ani asbol v'amaleh. I made you, I will bear you, I will carry and rescue you. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He made us into a nation. He carried us through the desert and all subsequent exiles, and he will continue to do so until the end. And yet, the people who Yeshayahu is speaking to are still serving idols. And therefore, he continues, Lemi sedamuni v'sashvu, v'samshiluni v'nidme. Who can you compare me to or declare me similar to? To whom can you liken me so that we can see them the same? Hazalim zahav mikis v'chesef b'kanei yishkolu. Those who pour God from the purse and weigh out silver on the scale, yiskru tzori v'ya'asehu el, v'yiskidu af yishtachavu. They hire a metal worker to make it into a god to which they bow down and prostrate themselves. Yisa'uhu al katef, yisfuluhu v'yanichu tachtav, v'amod mimkomo lo yamish. They must carry this so-called god on their backs and transport it themselves. When they put it down, it just stands there. It doesn't budge from its place. Af yitzakela v'lo ya'aneh mitzaraso lo yoshianu. If they cry out to it, it does not answer. It cannot save them from their distress. We all have hardships and desires in this world, and we naturally want them to be relieved. In ancient times, it was an almost universal and in many ways understandable belief that idols contained some influence in bestowing plenty or relieving sorrow, and that is what they were used for. There was no belief in their moral supremacy or goodness. That never factored into the equation. Idolatry was a way for people to get what they wanted, rain, money, or even a feeling of spiritual transcendence. There was no aspect of religion that required self-development or introspection or surrender or control or surrender of control. If anything, it was just the opposite. The idols were used for the worshiper to get what he wanted. Although we do not use idols, is it possible that we can identify with this spiritual malady? Real spiritual devotion is the recognition that there is an all-encompassing reality, a truth that cannot be bought or manipulated. Devotion and surrender in action and thought is what is required to connect to and to serve this all-encompassing being. That does not mean that it should be mindless, not at all. One needs to use all their faculties, physical and intellectual, but they are used to come close to and understand something that is greater than we. That acceptance of something beyond our own small desires is a prerequisite for real worship. We can see this in the way that Hashem is compared to idols in this chapter. People carry idols, both physically and metaphysically. The worshiper fashions and uses the idol to get what he wants. This is at first a lighter burden than worshiping God, because I just follow directions and get reward. I do not have to do the hard work of elevating myself and changing my being. But over time, this becomes a real burden, as the futility of a powerless idol burdens the person with meaningless ritual and with no power to call on. Can we see how this applies to us? We know that Hashem runs the world and is in charge of all that comes our way. Living up to that belief takes hard work. It takes self-development. It takes elevation of character in mind and in action. Sometimes it is easier to rely on and even devote ourselves to the powers in the world that we can manipulate and use to get our desired result. Sometimes we even treat our Torah observance this way, doing what is convenient for the purpose of reward, without being honest with ourselves about where we should really be putting our attention. If we do choose the easy way out, eventually, in this world or the next, we carry these things as a burden because they cannot achieve even the temporal goals that we set for them, and they keep us from achieving our true greatness in this world. Zichru zos v'his oshashu, hashivu foshim alev. Yeshayahu demands from us, keep this in mind and stand strong. Sinners, take this to heart. Take to heart that one can be led astray by something that makes no sense, that doesn't seem logical, but that offers us a respite from uncomfortable and demanding spiritual growth. Zichru rishonos me'olam. Bear in mind what happened of old, that in the past people were enticed by this false spirituality. Ki anochi keil ve'ein od, Elokim ve'efes kamoni. For I am God and there is nothing else. I am divine and there is nothing like me. And the Navi continues, as we have seen before, with Hashem telling us that his ultimate plans for the world will come to fruition. And he encourages us. Shimu Eli Abire Lev, Harichoki Mitzdaka. Listen to me, you strong of heart who are far from vindication. At this point in history, the Jewish people are so far away from open miracles, from an open message that we are right in our cleaving to Hashem, despite the hardship. It is understandable for us to question our resolve to stay true to Hashem. But we have stayed strong, and therefore the Navi calls us Abire Lev, strong of heart. Keravti tzidkasi v'lo sirchak, ushuasi lo sa'achar. I am bringing my vindication close. It shall not be far. My triumph shall not be delayed. V'nasati v'tzion shu'ali Yisrael tifarti. I will grant triumph in Jerusalem to Israel, in whom I glory. Staying true to a life of devotion and real spiritual growth is a challenge when Hashem's presence is not revealed openly. Hashem recognizes that challenge, praises us for it, and tells us that the revelation of truth is soon to come. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.